This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A man suspected of killing three of his neighbors over a property dispute in Custer County yesterday has been arrested. New Mexico State Police took the 45-year-old suspect into custody near Albuquerque today. In southern Colorado, a fourth victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Authorities say she is improving. One in six Colorado high schoolers currently uses e-cigarettes. They're not supposed to be sold to those under 21, but CPR's John Daly explains high schoolers say they're pretty easy to get.
In Denver, the city administers a tobacco licensure and investigation program, monitoring about 580 retailers. Many are in and around communities of color, which have been historically targeted by industry marketing. Flor Velasco Hernandez is Emmanuel High Jr.
It's sad because it's definitely been normalized in our community to the point that even some parents are just like, oh, it's fine. Like, I can't stop them from doing it.
Among Denver students who smoked cigarettes in the past 30 days, half bought them from a gas station, grocery, convenience, or drugstore. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After the ruling to allow Donald Trump's name to appear on Colorado ballots next year, both sides have appealed the decision. In its appeal, a group of voters argues that the judge misinterpreted the 14th Amendment. Trump's side argues the judge erred when she found that Trump had engaged in an insurrection. Colorado officials have asked the state Supreme Court to rule by January 5th so that ballots can be printed in time for the March primary. You are listening to CPR News. It's 7:06.